Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, Katie Deckett and I are back going first, trying to survive the last dredges of winter. After we did our last episode in February, Katie came back to me and said, "Hey, I just remembered I have all these things that I do in March," and she's always so good at that. I don't know how she does it. It's just the way her brain works. She presses into that 4 on the Enneagram and everything is an experience. And she does such a good job of it, and I knew it would be a really fun conversation. So I've got her back on the show today, giving us some great ideas for how to push through this final little drudge until we get into real spring. But before we get there, I would love to talk to you about what we've got going on in Patreon, because ladies, it is the time to be getting involved with Patreon. We have a ton of fun things going on right now, along with my live videos that happen 4 days a week where you get to hang out with me and we talk about all kinds of different topics. Everything from planning to makeup to skincare. We do Ask Me Anythings on almost every Friday that always turn into a hoot of a time. So we get to do all of that, but we also have a brand new book club where it's a no pressure book club. It's a bring your own book club. So you get to just come and talk about whatever books you're already reading, hear about other people's reading lives, share about your own. It's a really fun time that we do once a month. We're bringing back our mini cast that Katie and I just shoot the breeze. It's a lot like the Big Boo cast with Melanie Schenkel and Sophie Hudson, but decidedly more northern. And so we are doing that 2 times a month, and we also have Live Well groups. Now we have 5 different groups that are starting, and we've actually pushed back the start so that more people can get involved because we think they're going to be so much fun. So we have a group that's all about planning. We have one that's all about plants and flowers. We have one that's about living in the kitchen and how you're doing all those things. We have a Project Central group, which is helping other people to achieve their goals that they're working on, and you can also get accountability for your own goals. And then we have our final group, Live Well in Your Face, that is all about taking care of your face, skincare, and makeup. Those are the 5 groups that we are going to be running for this next little while here. They happen on Marco Polo, so it's really fun. You get to know the other ladies. We're keeping them at really manageable sizes, and we would love for you to get involved. You only have to be a member of the Angelica level to be able to take advantage of those Live Well groups. They're so much fun. So come over and join us at patreon.com/livewelltogether. Get involved, get in the mix. We would love to get to know you, get you plugged into a group, or if a group's not your thing, you can just come and watch the live videos and listen to the mini casts and do all of that kind of thing. There's just something for everybody. So come over and join us at patreon.com/livewelltogether. We can't wait to see you there. All right, but without further ado, let's get into this episode where Katie and I talk about how to push through this last little bit of cold coming into the light of spring, and we are gonna make it, and this is how. We're back, Katie.
We're back with more ideas.
More ideas for March. We did our February episode for surviving the end of winter, and then Katie messaged me and she was like, "I forgot I have more." And I was like, "Perfect, because I need another episode for March."
Well, and really, like, I have, you know, I have very specific time frame things I do.
You really do.
I really do. So I forgot, because we were in February when we recorded it, I was talking about my January, February focuses, but I have a whole list of March, because March is the hardest for me. March is like, okay, we quote unquote, this is spring, but it's not spring. It's not spring.
It's not. I mean, I'm sure it is for a lot of you out there listening, but it's not for us. It's not in the Pacific Northwest. No. I mean, we are still having like the large piles of snow melt off and it's still pretty cold. And, you know, we could get another snowstorm anytime.
And we probably will. We usually do.
Yeah.
And like emotionally, that is hard when you're really ready for spring, you're ready to embrace it, but like you can dress for spring, but you're going to need a sweater and blankets. Like it is not time really.
Yeah.
So I find like in homeschooling and in every area of my life, March is so hard. So I've really cultivated some tactics for March and so that's what I told you. I have more.
Yes. Which I'm so excited. I'm so excited to hear about. I do want to, before we get into all this, I do just want to say that as we talk about these fairly frivolous first world things, we don't want to diminish the fact or act like we are ignoring what is really going on in the world, that there are people out there like literally trying to survive. But with that said, we also know what we do here, and that is not political and is not necessarily just about all these hard things that are happening in the world. Like that, this isn't the space for that. And so we want to like give credence to that and honor that, that there are very hard things happening right now and war and devastation. But this we are hoping can be like a break from that, because I think that we all need those spaces where if we just, you know, I don't think there's, I was really thinking about this morning. There's never been a time in history where we've been more inundated with what is going on, especially in war. And I mean, that has amped up over the years in a lot of regards. We've had more news, more all of that for a long time now. But I think with the way social media is now, like you weren't getting social media out of people living in Afghanistan, you know, that wasn't a thing. Like we are getting that from Ukraine. We are much more inundated with the very real-time images of war and everything that is happening. And you can very easily get yourself completely overwhelmed and bombarded by that. And I think we need to do what we can do, but then it's okay for us to also take care of our mental health here and be able to step away from that and, you know, have a little bit of a break. And so that's really what we provide here. Like Katie sent me this great post by SD Smith, and it was just really speaking to staying in your lane. Like we are not political commentators. We are not like, that's just not what we're here for. And so we want to honor what is happening, honor the people who are going through that, but then just say like, okay, but right now in this space, we're going to offer you a break from all of that.
Yeah.
So that I just wanted to say that before we jump into here's how we're surviving March in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It needs to be acknowledged, but
But
nobody is here to hear my position on it or my
thoughts.
You know, like I don't want to jump into another lane. Like
And that's, I don't think that's what people come to us for either. So you come here looking for some fun and some ideas to just like deal with your everyday life right here where you're at. And so that is what we're going to give you.
I have got that. I got that. Are you ready, Mackenzie? Are you ready? Because this is like, not just am I going to pose ideas to you, but I have some challenges.
Oh no.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, then I don't know if I'm ready. Maybe this is your opportunity to do a solo show. And I'm going to go still try to wake up with my coffee. I just told you I was having trouble keeping my eyes open, much less taking on a challenge.
Yeah. All right. And I saw that is a perfect opportunity to challenge.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
I literally, like, if you could only see me right now, this is the epitome of the fact that it is not summer or spring yet. Like, I have like a full sweatsuit on. I have a like microwave heater in my lap, a blanket draped completely over me, and like the hottest coffee ever.
Surviving March is what you're doing.
Surviving March.
Just and it's barely. Early in March.
It is.
Ladies, I am so excited about one of our newest sponsors of the podcast, Murad. Murad is a skincare line. You know I love me a good skincare line that has clinically proven cruelty-free products that meet the meticulous standards for safety, efficacy, and care you'd expect from a doctor. They were created and founded by Dr. Howard Murad. This skincare line happens to be really well known for their line of acne products, but also their high-performance heroes like Rapid Dark Spot Correcting Serum and their gentle but effective Retinol Youth Renewal Serum. I'm using this whole line currently and absolutely loving it because I feel like it makes me look like a baby, which is exactly what I'm going for. Dr. Murad is a board-certified dermatologist and trained pharmacist who is recognized around the world as a visionary for his unmatched scientific innovations. Also, as an authority in holistic wellness and stress management, can I get an amen? Dr. Murad was the first dermatologist to make the connection between mind, body, health, and skincare. Dr. Murad has always said skincare is health care. You know I love that. And to take it a step farther, beyond just their products, they really want to educate people. A true reflection of Dr. Murad's philosophy and lifelong mission to help his patients and consumers live happier, healthier lives, Murad has launched a digital magazine and podcast called Well Connected by Murad, connecting the dots between science and wellness. So there are stories on the skin, the body, the mind, with headlines like Love Yourself and Stay Hydrated, and Frozen Cucumber and Driving Gloves, 7 Korean Mom Skincare Tips, all kinds of really fun things that you're going to find that are going to be really helpful to not only your skin, but your overall health. And their first season of the podcast includes guest appearances from Charlotte Zoller, Dr. Muneeb Shah, and many others. Murad's efficacious skincare products can be found at Sephora, Ulta, and Murad.com, and you can find their digital magazine at wellconnected.murad.com and the podcast, Well Connected by Murad, wherever you listen to podcasts. And I have a special deal just for my listeners. If you go to Murad.com and you use the code LIVEWELL, you can get 20% off your order and free shipping on any order over $60. That's huge. So make sure you head over to Murad.com and use the code LIVEWELL to get 20% off your order and free shipping for any order over $60. And I just want to thank Murad for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. I'm banking on, okay, so by the time this episode comes out, we're going to have just a few more days before we, one, get to breathe again in public, which
yes,
we've kind of been doing anyway, but my kids won't have to wear masks to school anymore. And then we also will have more daylight.
Yes.
And I am all about like, okay, that'll feel like a real shift into like, okay, maybe there's hope.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Yes. Okay. Come at me.
Come all at right. me. Okay. Okay. So March, I like in my head and probably everybody else, but I associate the color green with March, right? Sure. It doesn't everybody. That's yeah. like, that's it. But green because of St. Patrick's Day, obviously, but also like new shoots of growth on mm-hmm. trees and plants. And like, so kind of that lime green to the dark green. I just embrace all things green. I try to decorate with green. I try to make sure there's green on every plate for food. I just really go overboard with green this month. And it's kind of fun. I try to wear green clothes, just all the things.
But see, that is where I would personally draw the line. Because as we know, that is not in my color palette. So.
Well, you're going to have trouble then.
I know.
Maybe find ways, other ways. I don't know, food.
I do have some green pants. I just don't want them up around my face because then I'm going to look like I'm pants? Ill. Well, yeah. Like army green sort of.
Oh, gotcha.
Not okay. like neon green.
Yeah, I was trying to think of like when I've ever seen you wear.
Yeah. I have got Kelly green pants.
Yeah. To really
embrace my Irish heritage.
This is your month.
Yes.
Bust them out.
No, that'd be very off brand for me. But no, yeah, I have like army green colored pants. But other than that, there's no green that's coming anywhere near my face.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Last year, my kids and I did something really fun. And that was we did a shamrock shake challenge. And we went to all the places that offer a shamrock shake and tried them and compared them and came up with our favorite spot to get a shamrock shake.
Now, what even is that?
What is a shamrock shake?
Yeah.
For real?
For real.
What?
You're like, this is going places I was not anticipating.
Okay. So
green pants. She doesn't know what a shamrock shake is.
I feel like we're starting at square one, and that's okay. That's okay. So a shamrock shake just means a green milkshake. It could be a vanilla milkshake that has green coloring in it.
Okay.
Or it can go to I'm not going to say who, but one major chain, that's how they do their shamrock shake. All the way to the extreme of it has a mint flavor and Andy's mint crunched up toppings and things that. It indicates a green shake, but there's a spectrum. If you want it to taste like mint or you just want vanilla. So we taste tested all of them that we could get our hands on and find. And we came up with our family's favorite spot for shamrock shakes, which this year the boys are like, hi, are we sure? Shouldn't we redo that? It was so fun. But I told them instead of that, let's do like a mint ice cream challenge at home and try all the brands and still have that same mentality, which leads me to another thing about March. March is a super competitive month because of the March Madness basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So in my head, everything kind of takes on like a competition. And this is where my challenge comes in. Whether or not, and I know you don't care about the basketball tournament, but you can tournament something. Something in your life can be tournamented, if that's a verb, or maybe I'm just making it up. But just for the fun competition and engagement, and it's fun. You could do it with books. You could do it with anything.
As though I'm not already in a tournament with books.
Right. I know, but it's a private tournament, right? It's with yourself. Yes,
it is.
No, I'm saying broaden it, involve your neighbors, your kids. Like it is fun to draw up a bracket and to have something that you're kind of looking forward to that takes a bit of time and it'll get you through March. That's one of the best things about the basketball tournament. And you don't even have to care about the teams or really watch the games, and you could still participate in a tournament challenge and just see who wins and write that down and see how you're
doing. I need more ideas for what this could be other than books.
Yeah. I mean, it could be anything. You could do literally anything that you guys are into, you know, take something you're already into and then tournament it.
Okay. I'll have to think about that.
Yeah. You might have to brainstorm and with the kids, but music.
How do you turn that into a tournament?
Well, you turn it into a tournament by there being a competition between one and the other. So between two books, which book is best? And they have to sell it or something.
There's March Madness, whatever. But the Oscars are coming.
Oh, there you go.
So I could really get into somehow. I don't know if a bracket would work, but definitely like doing our picks and trying to watch the movies and stuff
Do your picks, put it on like a poster board or somewhere visible so that everybody's engaged.
That would be fun.
Yeah. And it really does help the time go by because it can't be something that all is determined, you know, overnight. It needs to take time because we're trying to get through this month.
Yes.
I think it can be specific to your family. It does not have to be basketball. However, that is by far the easiest because all you have to do is print off the tournament. It exists and it's easy. And you could do it like I have one son who could care less about basketball and he just picks based on the name.
Yeah.
My sister picks based on the color of the team's jerseys.
I've heard some people pick the mascot.
based on the mascot. You could do it any way, but it is kind of fun to just get behind it. And then when you start winning and your three kicks in, you're going to be all about it.
Yeah. Now, when does this start? Because I do think that possibly the people across the street could think that was fun.
Yeah. Oh, it is fun. And you would think it's fun too, once you start winning.
Well, let's not get our hopes up that I'm going to start winning.
Well, I have faith in you, and you just have to tap into that part of your nature that says, wait, I need to win this. Got it.
But don't you like, once you make your bracket, that's just like what it is, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you it's just kind of all left to chance. It's not like I can competitively actually use strategery to win.
Well, now some would say you could if you'd watched games or knew anything about the teams, you know, because you're.
Yes. Which, right? Not again, I emphasize, I can't use.
You can't. However, there are some sites out there that you can like, you could replicate what that person who's educated has chosen. True. You know, true. If you get the best guesser and you use the, you know, I mean, there's, yeah, you could have some strategy. The tournament starts in 2 weeks. Well, okay from when we're recording. So it's mid-March. Okay. It starts in mid-March. Right now we're in like conference championships. So we're WCC, we're West Coast Championship. And then it goes to the tournament. So it's more mid-March, and then first week of April, it goes through that. So it really does get you through the worst part of March. Yeah. And then once the tournament's over, it is spring. It is spring.
So it's legitimately spring. Legitimately spring. We'll finally made it.
Mm-hmm. And now you can make it even more fun if everybody puts in like $1 and there's a pot at the end. Mm. You know, I mean, it's for money, or maybe it's for the person who wins gets to pick the dinner or something, but make it something fun. So there's incentive.
Yeah.
And And it's very effective at getting you through.
Okay. Now I want to circle back to the Shamrock Shakes and even you're doing the ice cream. Did you test them all in one night?
No, we didn't test all the Shamrock Shakes in one time. We haven't done the ice cream yet, but I don't plan to. I plan to, like, let's get Tillamook and then we'll make some notes and then we'll try the next. But I'm not going to do a side by side because that just seems like we'd have stomach aches.
Yeah. Do that. And that would take a lot of effort and driving in one night to gather them all.
Yeah. But the way we did it last year is we just tried it place by place, and it really did. Cause some places it's a vanilla milkshake with green, and some places it is mint, and some it's too minty. And so I don't think you have to have a side by side necessarily.
Okay.
It's just everybody figuring out their preference for, do I actually like mint? Do I not?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. In our case, I'd be like, okay guys, I'm buying one milkshake. We're gonna split it up into a bunch of little cups when we get home. This is just a tester anyway.
Right. And you could do that. Yeah. Why not? I mean, because you just want them to taste, write down their thoughts, and maybe keep it like in one spot, in one notebook. And then you, in the end, you have a family favorite.
Interesting. All right. Yeah, that gives me a little more guidance. Okay. Ladies, I don't know if it's the accents or the tea or the driving on the wrong side of the road, but no matter what it is, I love British TV, and I am currently getting my fill and then some thanks to Acorn TV. Acorn TV is the largest commercial-free British streaming service that features compelling stories, exclusive premieres, and originals you won't find anywhere else. Acorn TV has hundreds of exclusive shows from around the world, including award-winning mysteries, dramas, comedies, history, and so much more. The series you find on Acorn TV are cleverly written, visually striking, and feature renowned actors and hosts like David Tennant and Mary Berry. A personal favorite of mine is Under the Vines. It's super fun, starring Rebecca Gibney from Winter and Charles Edwards from The Crown. And this dramedy follows two unlikely city slickers who inherit a failing vineyard in rural New Zealand. I mean, what could go wrong? Despite neither having ever done a hard day's work in their lives and both despising the other, they must somehow make the vineyard successful so they can sell up, split up, and get out of there.
It offers just enough comedy and drama to be a great way to wrap up your day and snuggle in on the couch and just relax for a little while. And you can get thousands of hours of new enthralling content on Acorn TV for a fraction of the cost compared to most streaming services at just $5.99 a month. Plus, I love that you can stream it to whatever device you're wanting to watch it on. So whether it's on your iPad or your computer or your TV or your phone, you can have access to it, pick up right where you left off when you move to a different device. It's super easy and super simple. With Acorn TV, I always get my British fix, and you can too. Try Acorn TV for 30 days by going to acorn.tv and using my promo code LIVEWELL. But you have to enter the promo code in all lowercase letters. That's acorn.tv, promo code LIVEWELL in all lowercase letters to get your first 30 days for free. Acorn.tv, code LIVEWELL. All right, ladies, spring is right around the corner, and it's that time of year when our food starts to shift a little bit. I'm wanting to eat less of those hearty winter meals and more of the spring kinds of things that our family likes to eat, but sometimes I have trouble remembering what those recipes are. But thanks to Plan to Eat, I don't have to rely on my own brain. I can use all of the recipes that I already have stored and have used in years past that are right on Plan to Eat. In fact, I can go back to menus that I used a year or two years ago and just be able to repeat those things this year, saving myself all of the headache because Plan to Eat is the absolute best meal planning software out there. I have used it for 7.5 years now. I'm a diehard Plan to Eat lover for so many reasons. Because not only can I just drag and drop my recipes right onto our meal plan, or like I mentioned, I can use a menu that I've already made before, but it also makes my shopping list. It has a super handy app that I can utilize when I'm out of the house to either do planning while I'm sitting at ballet or always having my shopping list with me. It also does such a lovely job with my shopping list because it puts everything in the section of the store that I need to go and find it in, and it actually allocates the items that I buy to the store that I normally buy them at. So it will automatically put milk on my Safeway list and automatically put shawarma on my Trader Joe's list. It's just super simple and easy to use. It helps me out so much and saves me such a headache. I know that you will feel the same way if you just give it a try. So Plan to Eat is a subscription service. You can get it for $4.95 a month or $39 a year, which is well worth it. But if you just want to get in there and give it a true try for 2 whole months, you can get 60 days free if you just go to plantoeat.com/livewell. And while you're there, you can become my friend and we can share recipes and menus and all kinds of good stuff like that. It'll show it to you right on that page that you go to. If you go to plantoeat.com/livewell. Again, that's 60 days free. 2 months to try this amazing service that you're going to fall in love with because it's going to make your life so much easier. And you can ask me questions if you need help with it. So go to plantoeat.com/livewell and you'll get those 60 days free and you can become my friend. So, competition, shamrock shakes, mint ice cream, what else?
Yeah, embrace. Okay, so I pull out my faux tulips. There, I said it.
You showed me those last year. Did you get them last year? They were pretty amazing.
I think I've had them for 2 years now.
Okay, 2 years ago. Okay.
So very specific about the brand because this particular brand, they do not look fake. And I have them in multiple colors and I literally put them everywhere. I put them up high where real tulips couldn't exist for more than like 24 hours because they need water and sunlight.
Yeah.
But I kind of put them everywhere and it is such an emotional lift to see like spring flowers. And it would be very expensive to continuously resupply that. So that's just an area I've just embraced and it makes me so happy to and maybe your thing is daffodils or whatever it is. I think we need permission to just bring it in this.
Yeah. Place. No, I agree. Like whatever flowers, fake or real, you can get your hands on. It just adds like a brightness and a life to the room.
Yeah.
Or even this is the time of year when I start, you know, thinking about buying new plants. And so I've got my eye out to get some things, but also I don't think I told you this yet, but, Tuesday, I think Hot Boyfriend went to Grocery Outlet, and apparently it's a great place for plants. I wouldn't have thought about that, but they have like pretty decent sized plants for relatively cheap. I mean, like a foot and a half tall plant he got for $8, you know, like,
whoa.
Yeah. Really, really economical for sure. But he ended up actually buying his daughter a little plant, and he said, all right, this is your plant. You have to keep this plant alive. And if you don't keep this plant alive, then you don't get the privileges to your cell phone. Because if you can't take care of a plant, then you can't reasonably take care of a cell phone either.
Wow.
And I thought that was interesting. And I don't know. I'm tempted, of course, now that, you know, she has one. Emerson's like, well, I need a plant. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if you would actually keep that alive either, but it has become this whole thing. Like, she's named it and she had to get the other dead plants out of her room. I was like, how did you kill your terrarium? Like, it is supposed to be self-sustaining. She's like,
oh, well, my gosh,
I took the lid off so that it could have air. And I was like, but that's how you killed it. Like, you can't do that. And so she left him in there for a while, and we were giving him the hardest time because we were like, you've got these other like dead plants in there. How do you think your new plant feels seeing the dead plants? He was like, what if we went and got a kitten and we brought the kitten in and there were four dead cats in the living room? Like, how do you think that kitten would feel? Like, you've got to get rid of your old dead plants. And like, you know, so it's become this whole thing. She has a name, and you know,
so oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. So I'm tempted to get Emerson one as well, and we'll see.
Yeah.
He's alive. Yeah. So, awesome. But there is something to it. It's like, you know, it just like, it brings like literal life into this place, into the space. Yes. It's a living thing. And I've noticed, I mean, my plants that have been fairly dormant, I guess, throughout the winter are all of a sudden starting to get new shoots and stuff. Ooh. Where I'm like, well, look at you.
Yeah.
Come back to life again. You're giving me hope. So,
which is exactly what they do.
Yes, they truly do. So I will take it. Yeah.
Love it. Another thing I do to just like make March a little more fun or springy is I change my living room pillows, the main living space pillows. And I have some kind of like, some funny ones that have like a they're Easter, that are, I don't know, they're not my most glamorous pillows, but yeah, they're kind of funny. Like, that's the kind of stuff I put out there. I change my letter board and make it like, I just try to freshen things up.
Yeah,
spring has such like pastel, but after the winter, like the colors of spring are so welcome. Just want to like douse our house in pink and purple and green. I just think it looks so fresh and like hopeful, and summer is coming. And so I make an effort to change the kind of the color scheme.
Yeah, I will say that is something that I've been trying to focus on too, is bringing more color into the space, because I tend to be fairly neutral with everything, but I'm trying to bring in a lot more just pops of color. And we've been doing even like some artwork. Like, have I told you this? I think I am going to finally buckle down and do a big art piece for behind our couch.
Awesome.
And I think I figured out, like, because I was thinking about doing something abstract, and I've messed around with a few different things, but I actually figured out like, this is what I want to do. And it's called a Dutch pour. Now, I probably won't do it until like my birthday. I think that's when I'll be able to afford to get a really big canvas and all the paints that I need and everything. But do you know what a Dutch pour is?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So basically what you do is you water down acrylic paint and you pour it onto the canvas. Like, first you do like a wash of white or whatever you want your background color to be. So it's like on there thick, you pour it on, and then you pour on whatever colors you want. And you just do like lines, and you do them over the top of each other. And then,
yes, I've seen like a video or something of this.
And then you, with the hairdryer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you like blow it with a hairdryer and it forms like waves, or depending on how you do it, it could look like a flower, or it can just be like very abstract, but they're so cool. And I feel like, you know, what have I got to lose? I might as well try it out. And it, even if it goes badly, like who really cares? It would just be fun to kind of get to experiment with it and do it. And so, and I think I'm going to get a fairly large canvas, because I think you can get them for relatively cheap, like at Michael's or whatever, when they have, you can get your 50% off coupon. And so I think that I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do it with like color, because everything's usually so neutral in my house that I'm actually going to do it with color. And then if it goes well, I could even do that for every season, or, you know, like it could be a fun thing to do.
I love it, because it's really embracing like your creativity and finding a way to pour in. And that's kind of what my last thought was. In the previous podcast, we talked about like embracing hobbies and like kind of going deeper. Mm-hmm. And so that was something I wanted to just talk more about, that there are like different opportunities I found in the last month for myself. I'm taking a couple classes through Monthly, and it's this online kind of teaching community, and it's been very user-friendly and simple. It's not expensive, but people who have a gift in a certain hobby or area, I mean, anything from like car mechanics to baking to needlepoint to crochet, like anything, everything's on there.
You'll find
anything, no matter what your kind of interest is, there's something there. And the way that it's set up is that you log in, and the videos are pre-recorded, and you watch to whenever you're available to do it. But then there are due dates, so it kind of holds you accountable.
Oh, that's cool.
And there's a peer group too of everybody who signed in. And one of the assignments this last week was to connect with the peer group and put comments on two people's photos that they had to upload. So there is like interaction. And if they have a question, the instructor's answering it, which is benefiting. It is like a classroom. They've done a good job to set it up.
So is that the one you're doing the milk bar class through?
Yep.
Interesting. I didn't realize that. I thought it was like just separate through milk bar, but that's pretty cool that it's through that platform where they have all kinds of different things.
So many different things. And they're hosting, for Christina Tosi. And I'm just, I've really been impressed, because I've taken a whole bunch of online classes lately, and that's the one I prefer their formatting the best.
Interesting.
So, and it really is affordable. And I've even seen like discount codes, different places, like a 10% off your first class and stuff like that. But there's no limit to what the classes are.
Yeah.
But I just think that's another way to help get through the hard times of the late winter, early spring, is to kind of challenge your brain, go a little deeper, learn something. And same for our kids. I've used this site called OutSchool a lot. And I really love it for my homeschooled kids, because there's accessibility during the school hours, but also my daughter, who is in more traditional hours of school, there's stuff like at 4:30, she is taking an American Girl decorate for St. Patrick's Day class, where you bring your American logo and you make like a little shamrock banner. Mm-hmm. And then, so it's, she can log in through my computer, and it's all very secure the way that they, it's a Zoom meeting, but they make sure that they see the parent first and the parent sees. Yeah, so they've done a lot of security things that make me feel like I'm not putting her in jeopardy.
Yeah.
And it's like a 30 to 45 minute class, and very interactive. And my kids just love it. And so each class you sign up for is anywhere from like $5 to $10 a class.
Oh.
So it's not very expensive. And, instead of them just being like on technology or kind of idle, it's been a good way to challenge them. One of my kids has done a tutoring session for high school math, all the way to like how to draw a dinosaur.
My 11-year-old did.
And there's a book club, there's an art club.
No, what is this called again?
OutSchool.
OutSchool. Interesting.
Yeah. So between those two sites, I think you can cover the gamut of the people in your home. And it's fun to be challenging yourself and feeling like your brain is working a little bit and, you know, just in preparation for who knows what, but the warmer months, it's harder to, I think, buckle down, but now is a good chance to just learn.
Yeah. Well, and man, I'm looking here on monthly, some of the people that they have on here.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, like Charlie Puth for songwriting and production. They've got Pentatonix. They've got Casey Neistat. I need to sign Roman up for that. Oh my goodness.
There's lots of opportunity. And like I said, the format of how they're doing it, I think is effective because it's self-directed, but there's also accountability and there's also community. So they've done a really good job in making you show up. It's not like, okay, well, I own this class. I paid for it. I'll do it when I want, because I really might not do it. I might just put it in my back pocket. And
oh goodness. How many times have I done that?
Right. But because there is accountability, and I get every day, I get an email that says, okay, this is day 5. Make sure you log in, peer contact. It's not hard stuff, but it does kind of keep you moving. And when you have peer feedback, it's kind of neglect it. I feel like, oh, I need to see what they said. So they've done a good job. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to look into this more for sure.
Yeah.
It looks really good. Cool.
Yeah.
That's fun. Design and make custom sneakers. Oh my gosh. Roman would be like over the moon.
But it's so cool how, like, I mean, we've had YouTube for a while now, but these newer developed like online courses that you're actually paying an instructor for, so they're vetted. They're not just like some random person uploading something to YouTube, which things have gone wrong for me.
Yeah, it's true. You got to be very careful.
Yeah. I really appreciate the capabilities we have to learn from our home. Mm-hmm. Utilizing the technology in a good way, you know, like you're saying, you're seeing some stuff for Roman, and how effective that you could take your time when you're online or you're on a device to actually learn something.
Yeah. Well, and for him too, it's like, there is a ton that he has learned from YouTube and really like surpassed my knowledge in a lot of ways in different areas. But to have him like actually take a class, because this is what he's wanting to go into someday, you know, to learn from some of these masters of this, like I almost want to force him to take the Casey Neistat class because he's so good at what he does. And I know that's what Roman like is heading towards. So these would be good things to just like keep moving in that direction of even his future career. And it's even, I mean, it's a lot of what you're doing is, you know, working on all of these things that you're learning to be expanding what you want to be doing in the future, which is exciting too.
Yes. And I truly cannot believe how much I've leapt with these courses. Like they have made a big difference in my skill level. Mm-hmm. I think I would have taken that for granted a little bit, or maybe taken it more slowly, but because I'm in these classes, I paid for them, I'm showing up, I'm doing the work. Whoa.
Yeah.
I really am learning quite a bit, and that's its own energy, you know, where you just kind of want to keep learning because you're getting better at whatever it is that you're doing. And I think in this day and age, like we have this really broad knowledge base, you have access to figuring out anything, but it's not very deep, you know, it kind of is surface level.
Yeah.
And I find that with my kids growing up in this generation, because they have answers at their fingertips.
Yeah.
They just get answers, but they don't really ask why or how, or they don't have to work for it.
Yeah.
We had to use dictionaries and atlases and like, when you had to work for it, I think
you had to figure things out.
Yeah, I think you retain it better and it has meaning to you, but so much of the information at their fingertips is in and then out. Mm-hmm. So like, I like to add that depth in different places where we can. And I've seen the benefit for myself by just not just studying a cookie and then trying to replicate it, but actually learning from the person who created this design, how they're doing it, what techniques, why.
Yeah,
that's been really exciting. And I feel like it takes things to the next level.
Well, and it's so fun because you do come at it from that like very precise, like even talked about this in the creativity episode last week, how I think some people are more like jack of all trades, you know, like the smorgasbord dabble in things mentality. And then there are people who are more predisposed to go very deeply into something. And I think that you and I think I may have even said this on last week's show, that you and I are a really good example of both of those things, because you go so deep. It's just like when you started doing your sourdough bread, that you have notes from all of these years and you get into like the why of how things happen, where a lot of times I'm just like, well, if it works, then I don't need to know why. Yeah. I just need to get to the next thing. And I think that both have their value. Like I know a little bit about a lot of different things, but you know, like all the inner intricacies to the point where you would take your sourdough starter to like a microbiologist to have it analyzed for where the bacterial strains came from.
Oh my gosh, you know, so exciting.
I know, you would love that.
That just gave me chills.
So, I mean, but I think that there is value in not just being completely service, to having at least a little bit more depth of knowledge. And even like seeing how you have done like one class where they were teaching you things that, I mean, you've made cookies a bazillion times, but to see like, oh my gosh, she does this completely different way that just flies in the face of everything I've ever known about cookie making before. It was so fun to like watch you see that process and try that process for yourself. And it's been really interesting, even just from like this third party perspective, to see your brain working as you try these different things.
Oh, I've been just, even talking about it just makes me so excited. Like my brain is really working these days, and I'm going to bed late, and it's really purely for my own investment.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying myself, and it really comes from just going deeper. I just decided I'm going to go a little bit deeper, but we all have access to that, you know, to figuring what are we into, and not just letting time go by, but giving yourself sort of a creative outlet and learning more about that task, or maybe even just sharing. Like if you've mastered something, there are opportunities on these sites like Monthly or OutSchool to be a teacher and to share what you're doing. And sometimes that is its own creative outlet, that you're offering something back. And it's not just something that you've studied that sits in your life, but that is offered back. Like there, I just think it's the time to give or receive or grow deeper, but harness all of this opportunity. At least I feel that way about my kids. And I really have turned the table for myself. And I'm this last couple months, and it's been so fun. And I feel like, why wasn't I doing this years ago? Like I only have a short window before I'll have some other things happen in my life that I won't have this time. Mm-hmm. And I've had all these years I've been doing this, but the time is now, and the energy is now, and learning it is, it's just very exciting. So I can't emphasize that enough. Like go deeper.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's really fun. Ladies, I want to take a quick minute to talk to you about our hormones, because we all have them and they're not very fun to deal with, but there is a new company that is helping us to deal with them as naturally as possible, and that is Bonafide. So Bonafide was created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations within our bodies, because every woman deserves relief without compromise. So they have created naturally powerful remedies to safely treat the natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives, from PMS to menopause and everything else along the way. I mean, whether you are dealing with hot flashes or vaginal dryness or hormones around PMS, vaginal itching, I mean, let's just be real. All of it's out there. We all deal with it at some point. And Bonafide has the supplements to help you feel more like yourself and get things back on track again. These are non-prescription solutions that treat women's health issues using ingredients from nature as often as they can to maximize effectiveness and relief. And they're clinically validated. The ingredients in every Bonafide product
product are the result of thorough research and development and clinical trials, resulting in every product being scientifically validated. Their safety is top priority. All products are made with safe yet powerful ingredients, completely free of hormones, can I get an amen, and without alarming side effects, and they are endorsed by over 8,100 doctors across the country. Bonafide is putting the days of period euphemisms and menopause myths behind us. Women struggle with real issues and deserve to be spoken to in a real, straightforward way that acknowledges and emphasizes their experience. And Bonafide is doing that, helping over 333,000 women so far. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription required. Real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com and use my promo code LIVEWELL. That's hello, BONAFIDE.com and the code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL for 20% off at checkout. And I just want to thank Bonafide for sponsoring LIVEWELL Anyway. And kind of, I think from what I was talking about last week, it's like, even if you need to dabble at first, like try out some things to see what you even want to go deeper on, like at least start that process of figuring out what are you interested in. And it may not be the same thing you were interested in 10 years ago, you know, but what can you do now? And it's really fun to see the progress too. Like if you do, you know, decide like, okay, I just want to really learn how to draw better or something, you know, for you, we've been able to see even just like in a month and a half, how your cookies have changed. Yeah. And how like the progress there, and to have those like first cookie photos to now has been like, whoa, look at in just that short amount of time. Like that's such a fun and like gratifying experience to be able to see the shift and see the growth. And I think that in and of itself is something that can like keep you going and give you hope and inspiration.
Yep.
It's keep moving. Fuel. Yeah.
Fuel for a very hard month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it really is exciting. And even like, because I signed up for a series of different classes just in the realm of cookie decorating or baking, but all sort of different. And the one there was one I wasn't as excited about, but I showed up for it. But because the teacher was so passionate, I just found myself responding like, oh, I do care about this too. And there's something about being around people who are passionate about their topic. And that's what's so great about the monthly, is that everybody who's teaching there really deeply cares and loves. It's not just somebody, like I was saying before, on YouTube that figured something out and is sharing it. It's really somebody who's mastered their craft.
Yeah.
They have something to offer. It's worth paying for. Mm-hmm. I definitely think to ignite that passion in yourself, to be around somebody who cares deeply about the topic and wants to share it, that it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I just even have just scrolled through like Casey Neistat's page here on the site, and it's like, dang, this is like just you would explode with new information and ideas, and
yeah,
it's really cool.
Yeah, it just gives you that passion, and then it sort of is like a snowball of, well, now that I care so much about this, what am I going to do with this? Mm-hmm. And for me, like I found it's kind of changed the direction of things in my future. If this really is it, if this is what I really love doing, it's taken me a long time to get here, but I'm here now. What am I going to do with this?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is exciting.
Yeah.
I and like it.
Delicious.
And what?
And delicious.
And delicious. It's true. It's true. There's a definite side benefit to your interest. It's not just pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Did you have any other ones?
No, that's
it.
That's it.
Okay. I think that one little thing that I'm just starting to dip my toes into, I was not ready for it last month. It was still just like so dark and cold. And I was just like, I just can't even think about it yet. But I am starting to be like, I need
space and I need to clear my space and I need to get rid of clutter. And I'm starting to get a little bit more into that like spring cleaning mentality slowly.
Oh yeah.
And I like, I was having the lease renewal for my townhome a couple of weeks ago. And I had Judy here over the weekend. I was like, oh, I got to get stuff together. They're going to be in here tomorrow. I'm really hoping they don't go upstairs. I'm just banking on the fact that they're not going to go upstairs. They've never gone upstairs before, right? He's like, yeah, you'll probably be okay. And so then I was like, I need to clean out the fridge. And I go over there and I start cleaning out the fridge. And he's like, now, you know that they're probably not going to open the fridge, right? I know, but for some reason, like I have to do this right now. And our fridge had just become like this insanity spot where like things were just like piled on top of each other. I don't think I've ever had my fridge look that bad in the history of ever. And now it's kind of funny because my kids keep opening up the fridge going, we have no food. And it's like, well, the food we had in there before was bad. Like it wasn't like anybody was eating it. So it just looks like there's less edible things, but there's actually not. But it just opening that up and having like all the shelves be clean. Like I actually took the things out and washed them off. Having the shelves be clean, having it be organized. It feels brighter in there. It feels like you can find things. I don't literally have my kids saying, where's the milk? And you're like, it's in the fridge. Like, where would you think it is? It's in there somewhere. Just find it. Don't make me come find that for you. That's where I draw the line. But it's just like, I feel this like breath of fresh air whenever I open it. And that then inspires me to be like, okay, I'm going to, you know, clean off this desk spot and really organize it, or like really just start to like purge all the stuff that I feel like accumulates over the winter. And pretty soon we're going to go way more in depth on this in the show, because I'm having an professional organizer. She's going to come on the show and we're going to have a whole discussion about it. So I think that's going to be really fun. And apparently, according to her, she says like even the messiest person can become organized. And okay. I'm like, okay, well, what have you got for me there? Don't just tell me like why it's better to be organized. Yeah, we know all that. Tell me what we need to do to not only get there, but keep it there. Because I think that's like the hardest part of it all.
Yes.
Especially in winter. So agree. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and you know, spring cleaning is a thing because it's that like the sunlight streaming through your window. You can see the streaks. You can see, yeah, like you see it.
Yeah.
And it, that produces its own like, oh my gosh, let's get after it.
Well, and even like, I feel like my bedroom often becomes like the dumping ground for everything. It's like where the laundry goes and where, you know, like people just end up leaving random things in my room. And I didn't even like make it perfect yesterday, but I finally was just like, I've just got to have more breathing in room in here. And so I mean, it took me maybe a half an hour to like get everybody's laundry in their own rooms and just like pick up some general things where I felt like, oh, even just that little bit, I feel like my brain is lighter. Like I just, there's less to compete with for my attention and all of that. And so I'm starting to kind of like whittle away at some of those things. And I, like I said, I just didn't want to do it last month. I just wanted to be wrapped in blankets and like binge watch whatever. But now I'm more like, okay, I want our space to be like organized and refreshing again. And that's been really nice to kind of step back into.
Yes.
That.
Yeah. And that's a great way to say it. Like going from February where your survival is cozy and you're just trying to not be overwhelmed by winter, to March where it is spring, but it still feels like winter. There is a transition happening where you're putting away the heavy blankets, you're cleaning, you're preparing for that next season. And March is that kind of that transition.
Yeah. And it's just like, I feel like there's still this accumulation of things like from Christmas, and we've got, it's where you're starting to transition out clothes. Like it's not warm yet, but it's not the cold that it was. And so you've just kind of got like all these clothes that kind of take over. And now we've still got like everybody's Valentines from school. And, you know, it's like, and now I'm just like, okay, I want it gone. Like, I want to see clear spaces. I want to almost like wipe everything away and like start putting things fresh. Michael Lynn Smith talks about this in her book. Oh, what is it? Cozy Minimalist Home, I think.
Okay.
She talks about quieting a space. Like sometimes you literally just have to like take everything out and then only put back in what you want. And while I'm probably not going to take everything out all at the same time, like she will literally like take the furniture out of the room. But I am trying to kind of get to that space where it's like, okay, I don't want all of these little things right now. Like I just want to like calm everything so that I can figure out, okay, what actually needs to be here? What is helpful? What is, you know, it was like, I kind of felt like I calmed my fridge. I got rid of everything we weren't actually using, or it was out of date, or, you know, like, and now it just feels like, huh, okay. Like we can find things and it doesn't feel overwhelming. And I think I've also sort of embraced the fact, because I keep trying to go through all of my like skincare products and makeup and everything and be like, okay, I'm going to like purge a bunch of these things that I don't use. And every time I'm like, well, no, I don't want to get rid of any of this. And so I think I've come to the conclusion, I do need to get like a rolling cart or something to put in my bathroom and then just organize it all. So it doesn't all end up on my counter. Because that's invariably what happens. But just embrace the fact that this is almost a hobby for me of skincare and just having it all in there and organized and like, okay, that's what it's going to have to be.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So it's, and like I said, a month ago, it was just like, I don't even care. Don't talk to me about any of that. But now I'm kind of like, okay, yeah, I want to invest the energy into that. And I think that there's just sort of like a overall lack of energy in February anyway.
Yeah.
But now it's like starting to be like, okay, yeah, I want to get these things done now also so that when the real warmer weather comes, I'm not stuck inside doing these jobs.
Right. Yeah.
And it just feels like, okay, I'm a little bit more ready for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's one, I would say it's a little thing. It's not like really, when I walked into my daughter's bedroom last night, I was just like, just burn it all down. You guys, like, I don't even care anymore. Like, this is just so absurd that I have to like scale over the top of your beds to even try to like get anywhere in this room. And I keep trying to purge in there. And with them, it's like that weird, you still have little kid toys, but you're aging out of that.
Yeah. So
you have like the big kid stuff too, but like, where do we let things go? And I'm kind of at that point. I think I did this with my boys, if I remember back, where they were sort of on that same cusp. And I went into their bedroom with a huge bin. And I put everything in it that I didn't think they really played with anymore. But if I were to ask them about it, they probably had sentimental attachment. And I probably did too. Like I wasn't at that place where I could just be like, okay, get rid of all of the trucks and, you know, whatever. But I put it all in a bin and I put it in the garage because then it was like, okay, if they ask me for it, then we've still got it. Well, guess what? We left that house and we never opened that bin again. So I think I probably need to do that with the girls' stuff. Just like literally get a bin, put everything in there, like clear out that space and then, and be kind of ruthless about it and then see what happens.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Man, when it comes time to finally get rid of the Legos, I'm going to have a hard time.
Oh, that's not happening.
Oh,
that's not ever
forever.
Yeah, no, I am fully certain that Roman will pass his Legos on to his kids.
Yeah,
like he has got his bin, it's under his bed now. If he would go ahead and let go of every single box from a Lego set that he literally still has stacked in his closet, I'm not even joking you.
Wow.
And every single manual, to build every single Lego creation that he's ever built, I could let those go. I'd be all for that. But yeah, he will keep his Lego bin for always, I'm sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be hard. I mean, yeah. Just the fact that they don't play with them. I mean, my 11-year-old still does.
Yeah.
But it was just such a thing.
Such a thing. Yeah. Well, and Roman every once in a while will build something for his computer setup. Like he'll build a stand or something to put his computer on or like to put his headphones on or whatever. And when you hear that sound.
Yeah.
Of like the rifling through the Legos, It's always like, oh my gosh, like that takes me back. That was the daily, like backdrop to our life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a thing for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is my last one and then we'll wrap it up. But I don't think I talked about this last time. If I did, then just kidding. We're done. But, I just got a new nail polish color, which was kind of out of the box for me.
Okay.
And because normally I go fairly neutral or I do like a dark color. So like a dark gray or a dark blue sometimes, or, you know, but I got this like pretty bright sort of periwinkle purpley blue color called Skate with Destiny. It's SK8 with Destiny. It's an expressy from Essie. So it dries quickly. Those are just like my go-to right now, because really with two coats, they really do last a pretty long time. I like that they're 8-free. So they're, you know, as far as nail polish goes, they're as non-toxic as you can basically get. I mean, you can get less toxic, but then it's not going to last and it feels like a waste of my time. But it's this like bright color and I'm sort of loving it. It just feels like this pop of spring at the end of my fingers. And I don't normally go with a color like this, but now I'm like, I don't know, maybe I need to re-embrace more color on my nails and these like bright colors heading into spring. It's been kind of fun.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Like we're saying, like with the pillows in your house, with your nails, like anywhere you can add those vibrant, bright, pastel-y, just color. Maybe that's where you put the green.
Maybe I could get away with that.
Yeah.
And I will say, okay, I'm going to grab it right now. If I go to my, because, you know, I did the consultation with the color guru. And it's really been very interesting. And there are a few greens that she says that I can pull off, but they're very specific shades. But I have my little like card. So I can, you know, compare that to nail polishes or whatever and incorporate it that way.
And I think you should.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I would have never known that without her. So. All right. Well, this was fun. And you, of course, have so many great ideas. Now I've got to learn how to make a bracket. And
yes, you do. Yes.
And do some of these things. But I think Hot Boyfriend will be on board with them, which would make it even more fun. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The family bondings.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out with me again.
You know it.
And I will talk to you again soon. All right, that's it for this week's episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so blessed that you guys just keep on listening week after week. I would love it if you told your friends about the show or you shared about the show on social media. That's always a great way to keep getting the word out and helping things grow and expand here. Also, be sure that you head over to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/MackenzieCapa, where we are really working on getting out 2 shows a week. We would love to have you subscribe and click notifications and do
all of that good stuff so that we can get that rolling and have some fun over there. If you have any topic ideas that you would love to have me talk about either here on the podcast or on YouTube, then I would love if you got a hold of me on Instagram. You can find me there at Mackenzie Coppa. Slide into my DMs, give me some ideas, tell me what you're thinking about the show. I love hearing from you guys and it helps to direct the content. If you want to see something or hear something from the Live Well Anyway platform, let me know because I love to be able to deliver what you guys are looking for. It's actually more fun for me too. So again, like I said, you can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa. Head over to YouTube, youtube.com/Mackenzie Coppa. And of course, you can find all of those links in today's show notes, which you can find by swiping up in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on or heading over to MackenzieCoppa.com. Pretty much everything is listed under Mackenzie Coppa, so it should be pretty easy for you to be able to find. All right, that's it. We've got a lot of really fun episodes coming out in the next couple of months. Some really fun authors are coming on the show and some business owners. Some really interesting, fun topics, like next week is all about organizing and getting ourselves, you know, all cleaned up this spring, which I think is always, you know, helpful as we head into those summer months. I think it's going to be really fun. We're going to have some great tips and tons of other stuff coming on the show that I can't wait to be sharing with you. So be sure that you're subscribed. I'll see you again next week. And until then, go be bold and gracious.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.